visualizing I got a job. I've got a job. Visualizing I've got a job. I've got a job. That's the way the principle works. That's the way the theme works. That's the way it works. When I visualize that I have a job, I don't go in and visualize I don't have it. I go in and visualize I'm going to get it. I make my application. I'm found to be exactly what they want and more. But not so much and more. I'm found exactly what they want. Because sometimes we can be over-conditioned for a job. We can be over-talented for a particular job. We take a job as one thing, and our best interest, our best abilities lie in another area. And so we have to be very careful. Visualizing, I have a job, I have a job. And this is really all that there is to it. It's all that there is to it that I just visualize I have a job, and I have it. This is what we do often in our life. We visualize that we have experiences. We visualize we have delightful experiences. We visualize all these great and wonderful things. And we have them. We have them constantly. We have them every moment of our life. We have them whatever we're doing. We have them wherever we're going. Whatever it may be that we are working in our life, that's what we got. And that's what it's all about. Whatever I visualize in life, that's what I have. What do you visualize in life? What do you visualize is important to you? What do you visualize is something that you would like to have? Something that you would like to have fulfill your life? What would you visualize? Do you visualize a job? Do you visualize something that is important to you? Do you visualize a relationship? Do you visualize a house you'd like to have? Do you visualize a dog you'd like to have, that you'd like to go to the kennel and find a special dog? What do you visualize that you'd like to have? And you can be sure that is exactly what you get in your life. Just what you visualize. And when you visualize it, then you begin to think of yourself being there. Do you see yourself working in that position? Do you see yourself working in that position? Do you see yourself as a happy person, enjoying the things that you're doing? Do you see yourself as fulfilled, as realized? Do you see yourself as having every single dream of yours coming true, fulfilling themselves right now in your life? Do you see that? If you see that, then that's what you begin to experience. That's what you begin to have, and that's what you begin to know in your life. What is it that is really wonderful and important to you? What is it that's really exciting in your world? What is something that you dream about, that you wish, that you want, and that you desire so wonderfully in your world? What is it? Whatever it may be, it is according to your visualization. You visualize it as something that you are now experiencing. You visualize it as something that is just natural for you. It's just natural. And as you do that, it's done. You'd like to have that upgrade, that promotion on your job. You'd like to have the new position that is so wonderful and so exciting. And so you visualize your employees all coming to you and saying, "Okay, boss, what's next? Okay, what do you want me to do next? Or which side do you want me to handle first? What things do you want me to do?" And as you visualize this, it becomes a reality in your life. Not that you're superior, not that you're better, but you got the job. You got the job. You've been doing the job, perhaps, all along. You've been doing your job, which didn't entail a lot of things, but you just took these things on because they were there to be done and no one else did them, and you did them. And as you apply yourself, not because you deserve it, but as you apply yourself and enjoy yourself doing whatever it is you do, you can be sure that the gift, the blessing, the wonder of whatever that job is, the wonder of whatever that position is yours now. Visualize it. Visualize whatever it is that's important for you in your life. Put the concrete, put the power of your thought on whatever it is that you desire in your life. And as you put the power of your thought on what you desire, that comes forth. It just reveals itself so perfectly, so wonderfully, so fantastically, that you just are amazed and delighted. Not so much amazed, because to be amazed is you didn't really expect it. But to be delighted is just part of the game. Always watch the words that you use, because those words are very important. Those words spell out what it is that you are looking at in your life. Those words spell out what it is that makes your world so fantastic, makes your world so exciting, makes your world so delightful. Our words are the power of our mind. Our words are the power of our thought. Our words are the revelation of who we are. Visualize it. Visualize a beautiful day, and you have it. Visualize a beautiful life, and you have it. Visualize a beautiful company, and you have it. Visualize all is in divine order now. What a wonderful visualization that is. Visualize all is in divine order right now. And when you visualize that all is in divine order right now, it just tickles you beyond imagination. It makes you feel so fantastic. You don't know why. You don't know what's going on in there. But it's like when you have completed a task. And you look at that task that you've just completed, and you feel good about it. You have an inward tingling in yourself about it. You look at the task you did. You rake the lawn, and you raked it well. You didn't rake it within an inch of its life. You just raked it beautifully. And it looks fine. It looks like someone really cares. And you care. And your caring is what brings about all of these things in life. Our caring, whatever we are thinking about, whatever we're putting in our imagination, whatever we're putting in our dreams and our goals for ourselves, those are the things that come forth in our world. Those are the things that reveal themselves so bountifully, so wonderfully, so completely, so fully in everything that we do, because those are the things that make life worth living. Those are the things that make everything worth doing. Make sure that your life is an illustration of things worth doing, of things worth accomplishing, of things worth fulfilling. Look at everything. All is in divine order now. Look at everything as though all is in divine order. Look at everything like you would look at a lawn that you had just finished raking or mowing, or that a garden that you've just gone along the edges of it and you just cleaned out the weeds and you just made the soil so turned over and so wonderful. And then you gently sprinkle it so that the leaves, the dust is washed off the leaves and the garden looks so beautiful. And the color of the flowers that are receiving the water of your sprinkling looks so glorious. All because you visualize it done now. When you visualize physical things, it's quite easily done. And when you visualize all is done now for everything in your divine nature, in your pure nature, in your good nature, it's done now. And as you visualize that, it is fulfilled in your life in a beautiful, fantastic, glorious way. And you don't know how it's done. You don't need to know. You just know all is in divine order. And as you say that, it is in divine order. With me, realize that as I visualize, I realize and I am whatever it is I visualize. Have a lovely day visualizing. Realize that you're wonderful. I'm wonderful. The world is wonderful. And I love you. I love you. I love you.